Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with
Sheila Johnson, founder of the Middleburg Film Festival.
And
Susan Koch, Executive Director of the Middleburg Film Festival.
Now, these two have come in to talk about this in the last couple years. I think we're what? Year three now? Is that
four.
Right? Four now.
Year
wow.
Four.
God, it's been good for you guys.
Thank you.
It just keeps growing and getting bigger and bigger and better every year. Again, just before we dive in, just the listeners know, it's October 20th through the 23rd out in beautiful Middleburg. Sell them on the location before we go into the movie. Just remind people, if they've never been out there, how freaking gorgeous of horse country this is.
It is just unbelievable. I mean, it's the purest form of fall that you can experience out there. I mean, the leaves are changing. You're looking out onto the Shenandoah and the Bull Run Mountains. You see horses all over the place, and it's just a relaxing, intoxicating atmosphere.
That's what we always say. Our tagline is 4 days of fantastic films in a stunning setting.
Oh, that's perfect. Lots of alliteration there, too. Fantastic film, stunning setting. I see what you got there. All right, so is it at Salamander Resort and Spa and what other venues?
It's all over the town of Middleburg. Okay. We use every venue that we can get our hands on, and we also go to the wineries. We have farm-to-table dinners. We have just a lot of talks in the wineries, you know, around the kegs and everything. So our guests really do appreciate coming out to the film festival.
Is that something, now that you're in year four, is that something that you've consciously built up the last couple of years to weave in the town a little more with the wine, you know?
We've done it from the very beginning, and it's just that since we've been so successful, more and more venues around the town of Middleburg want to be included, and it's just worked out amazingly.
Now, give me a sense of how much it's grown. Do you know in terms of, I don't know if you have the numbers with you specifically.
It's grown. Last year, our ticket sales doubled. And I can tell you, because we're still selling tickets, that this year, the tickets are way ahead of last year. So it's really, really growing.
I think they
enormously.
Just doubled again as it came on WTOP, just for that reason.
Yes, no, and so we need to say you can get your tickets at middleburgfilm.org.
Nice.
But no, we see that. And we had films that were selling out. Just people were writing in, when are the tickets going on sale? And that's one thing. You know, our tickets don't go on sale till about 3 weeks beforehand because we want our films to be very, very current. None of the films that you see at the Middleburg Film Festival will have been in theaters before.
Exactly.
So we are scouting and getting those films up to the very last second. And I think people will know now that it's worth the wait.
Yeah, speaking of which, the big centerpiece this year
is La La, La Land.
This thing is getting so much buzz on Toronto and everything.
It is really probably one of the finest and the most creative film that I have ever seen. The opening is going to knock your socks off. I'm not going to tell you about it because you're going to see it. But I just think...
you're thinking a Best Picture contender easily?
Oh,
easily.
Without a
doubt. Yeah, it's already won Toronto and the Venice Film Festival. And it's definitely going to go up for Academy Award.
I think
so is this
multiple.
The East Coast premiere? Or what would you call this premiere?
It's definitely the regional premiere. So we're really, really happy because... Yeah. We have, not only are we screening this fantastic film, but we have the director, Damien Chazelle, is joining us.
Whiplash.
Yes.
What a great movie.
What a great movie.
And
we have Emma Stone.
Drum roll.
The Emma Stone.
The Emma Stone.
That is, just back up real quick. How did you actually, I mean, I know you guys are very influential people with a lot of connections.
Of course we are.
How did you get La La Land to come? And the director.
They called us.
Really?
They called us. We have really acquired such a great reputation that we have now agents calling us. We have the movie studios calling us.
So she's right. I mean, we did get contacted by the their distributor. And it was great because I had my eye on this film. And then when the email came in, I thought, whoa. And but I think it exceeded all of our expectations because we've had to keep it a secret because we've known about it for a long time now. And so we're very excited.
Yeah, because I was going to say when you guys first announced your slate, it wasn't there. It was like a rollout. Like then you announced it. And you know how to tease. And then you tease that Emma Stone's coming.
That's
what you do,
yeah.
See? No, you're
doing
it. But
you know what? We've really got to talk about even the other movies.
Yeah.
I think the next big breakout movie is also Moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just an extraordinary coming-of-age movie. And
tell our listeners what it's about.
Well, it's about a young man who is gay, and it's his journey through life of coming of age. And it is a real heart-wrenching movie of the stages of his life and what he's had to go through. And I don't want to give too much of it away, but it's like a triptych, and it's done so well.
It's three different actors play him at three different stages of his life. And I think that there's an honesty and to it that is really what's capturing people's attention. Yeah. African-American director Barry Jenkins, I think...
Will they be there at Middleburg? Or
he will not be, but we have other people from different films coming. We're really excited about our opening night film, Lion, another really great film.
What's that one about?
That's the story of a five-year-old boy named Saru, who he lives in Calcutta, and you know, his family lives with his mother and brothers and very, very poor. And he's separated from his brother, ends up on a train, and ends up 1,500 miles away and doesn't even know the village that he's from. And they can't figure out how to get him back or where he is. And he's adopted by a family from a couple from Tasmania.
Oh, wow.
And for 25 years, he's raised in Australia. And then he has this desire to try to find where he's from. And I don't want to give away that story, except that I will tell you what we're so excited about is that we have the subject of the film coming. So the real person.
That's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
So we have an actress coming from the film, and we have a producer. But I think people will be just love, like we did with Spotlight last year when we had Marty Baron come. Right.
Liev Schreiber's.
We had the real deal. So,
and we have seven films that are directed by women, which I think is always great to mention, and they're just excellent films. And of course, the centerpiece that I love is about we always like to honor a composer, the unsung hero of the
movie. Mark Isham a couple years ago, right? Yeah,
I was Carter Burwell last year, who was nominated for Carter. Darryl.
Henry Jackman this year, who did the soundtrack for Birth of a Nation.
Wow.
Big Hero 6, Wreck-It Ralph, Captain Phillips, and Captain America.
To name a few.
Yeah. And we're going to have a choir it's going to be quite a concert. Yeah.
And so you're going to show clips of the movies while he's talking?
Absolutely. He's going to be interviewed and for each movie, and then it goes up on the screen and
70-piece symphony orchestra and a 32-member gospel choir.
Yeah. That's it? That's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's awesome.
It is amazing. And these are world premiere. These suites are arranged just for our festival. So we're very excited about that.
And I also want to mention another movie that I think is very important, especially for young girls. We have a 13-year-old girl from Mongolia.
Oh, wow.
She is the first female to become an eagle huntress.
Really?
And she's amazing. I met her at the Telluride Film Festival with her parents. And the cinematography is incredible. It's a captivating story and a very inspiring story about this girl power in a place where, you know, where you'd least expect it.
What's it called again?
The Eagle Huntress.
Eagle Huntress.
It is fabulous. And it's just, and so she will be with us on Sunday for a conversation with her interpreter, of course, following the screening. And then we just feel like we have a lot of films that you might not otherwise get a chance to see. We have six country submissions for the foreign language Oscar. We have from Iran, Spain, Germany. Let me see where else. Well, I'm... But anyway, we have six. So we're very excited about that. And we have a wonderful animated film called The Red Turtle, which is really about the cycle of life. What I'm really happy about this year is that it's very hard during Oscar season to find films that are comedies.
Yeah. Right.
We're always saying, why are your films so serious this time of year? And we say, because it's the time of year.
Yeah.
But there is a fantastic comedy called The Edge of 17, which is, I personally think that this is going to become the hottest, you know.
Starring Stevie Nicks. No, I'm just kidding.
Starring Hailee Steinfeld and Woody Harrelson.
Awesome.
And it is hysterical. And I really recommend that. And then we just have some really other just interesting films, I think. Great films that people will enjoy. Oh, Jackie. We have Jackie.
Yeah, that's been our latest.
Natalie Portman.
That's been our latest.
What day does that screen?
Saturday morning.
Ooh. Yeah.
And Middleburg is excited because Jackie spent a lot of time out there riding her horses, and so she's a hometown favorite.
Do we know if tickets are still available for that one, for Jackie?
Yes.
I'll tell you about, well.
I hope.
There is a rush line for Jackie. Right. So, and I don't want anyone to be discouraged, because if they're sold out online, come to the theater. We do our best to get as many people in as possible. Mm-hmm. Have we mentioned Loving?
I was just getting ready to say, we've got Loving, and we've got Eric Holder's going to come in and talk about that
Attorney
film.
General Eric Holder.
Yes, absolutely. We also have David Gergen is coming in to talk about, we don't want to talk about the politics of now, but just about presidents
in the movies.
But Loving's a good flick. I saw it. Jeff Nichols, right, about Loving versus Virginia.
And we've got Cheryl Boone Isaacs, who's president of the Motion Picture. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she'll be there.
She'll be there.
Man, you guys are pulling out everybody.
And we're pulling it all out.
We really feel that it's so important to showcase as wide a variety of voices and perspectives as possible. And so, as Sheila said, we have 7 films directed by women, but we also have films from all over the world. And I think that just ties in with the whole feeling of inclusion and trying to broaden our understanding.
And we have Catalina Sandino Moreno, she's in a powerful film called Custody.
Many of you may know her. She was nominated for an Oscar for Maria Full of Grace, and she's on The Affair, which I think Showtime, many people really, and so we're excited to have her there as well. And we just have some surprises for you and people that we think will be interesting for you to meet. So we're It's a nice cross section.
We have a full lineup, and I'll tell you, I think every year just gets better and better and better.
Yeah, remind me some of the different people that have come over the. I know you as Bruce Dern, Meg Ryan, Lee Daniels.
Lee Daniels. Can you remember some more?
Oh, we have the Imitation Game folks. Yeah.
Alan
Leach and the screenwriter who won the Oscar, and so we're just we're excited though. It's And I want to encourage people, if you go online and the film you want to see is sold out, one, you can try for the rush line, and the other is to, you know, be adventuresome.
There's not a bad movie on the list.
Right.
So please.
Can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. We really want you to not only enjoy the countryside of Middleburg, but we also want you to see as many movies as possible.
Have a glass of wine or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I know, before you go, a couple years ago when we spoke, when the festival was rather new, you had said a story about how it got started, where, Redford was out here and said, why don't you do your own Sundance, and or the East Coast Sundance, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you feel that you're starting to get that reputation?
We're starting to. In fact, they called us the film festival that kicked the can down the road. We've seen that little quote. But when Redford came, I was on the Sundance board, and he wanted to see what I was going to be building out there. And I took him up on the property, and he happened to look down. He says, you know, you really ought to put a film festival in this town. And I kept that in mind. This was way before I even broke ground. And then I approached Susan Kosh. I said, you want to do something with me? And she says, what? I said, we're going to start a film festival. And I thought, are you nuts?
Yeah. I mean, whatever Sheila does usually turns out really well. So I thought, okay. But I think it's been a real adventure and a real journey for us.
Yeah.
I'd say it worked out well. So I'm glad you took that risk. Explain what you mean by Kick the Can Festival, that it gives them that extra little oomph onto the Oscars.
Kick the Can.
Oh, I remember. I played the game. Yeah.
Kick the Can Film Festival.
Oh, Kick the Can, as in can with N-E-S.
They called us an itty bitty can.
Wow.
And, I think to get to your point, one of the things that's special about the festival is the intimacy and the fact that it is small and you don't have those long lines and you still get to see the great films.
Mm-hmm. So you can walk in anywhere and you see a director from the film and you can have a conversation with them. It's hands on. And that's what's so great about the festival. I mean, they really can eyeball or talk and have conversation with famous people that come in from the West Coast and really continue the conversation of what they've seen on the screen. I think more than anything, I wanted to bring a film festival there to really open the minds and the hearts of the people around, because there's no theater around.
There's not even a movie. We do hold that distinction of being a film festival that does not have a theater in town.
Yeah.
So.
Well, There you go.
So
they have
to
come see you.
We have to retrofit everything. So that's what it is.
Awesome. Now, if they come, I know La La Land's, I believe, sold out, right? Are they going to still be able to see, is there like a red carpet with Emma Stone or Damien Chazelle? Or,
do red carpets, we will. There is a second screening of La La Land that's also sold out, but it's, you can try the, but you can go for the rush line for that, and you might get, you know, as I said, we do our best to get as many people.
But just
people
to be around it, it's kind of
being
really cool.
Yeah, and you know what? Yes, people are all around, you know, so that's, you know, I remember the first year people were so excited to see Bruce Dern just walking down the street and talking to everybody and, you know, and I think that.
Or Meg Ryan at the Gold Cup. Remember
I think people just.
She just wandered over there.
It just.
Well, they got to go somewhere after the screening, right?
Yeah. And I think it lends itself to that. It's to that kind of, you know, accessibility.
Awesome. Well, again, if there's any, unless there's anything
now,
else.
Now, what film are you looking forward to seeing?
Man, I want to see Moonlight now.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, no, you really should.
Yeah.
Really,
I mean, I'm excited to see La La Land, too. I'm going to see it before I head out there.
I don't think we mentioned Manchester by the Sea.
We didn't. That's
another.
A great one. Casey Affleck.
That is
unbelievable.
Now, last year, among the films that there were 20 Oscar nominations among the 25 films that we screened. And I'm thinking they're going to be even a greater number this year. So we have some really special films that have some really talented people in them.
Right.
So see, come out and, you know, see it now. Get in on the ground floor on some of these Oscar horses here. Yeah. No pun intended.
We have a little, because of that great joke, we have a little gift for you now.
I think it was generous on great joke, but yeah. Oh, a hat. A Middleburg hat. Wow, awesome.
And describe to the audience what's on the front of the Middleburg hat.
There's a bill, but above the bill, there is a director's chair.
Yes.
It's pretty darn cool. And it says Middleburg Film Festival along the back.
And it's
adjustable. Nice. Thanks so much. I'll put it on right now.
All right. You look great.
I look official.
Yeah, we hope to see you there.
Thanks. Again, it's October 20th through 23rd out in Middleburg, Virginia. Thanks so much.
Keep that hat.
Oh, I got to keep it on. We're going to take a picture.
Middleburgfilm.org is where you can go to get your tickets online. We also have a box office right on Main Street of Middleburg. So we try to make it as easy as possible.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for coming in. I really appreciate it. I see the salamander on the phone. Yeah, everything's branding, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
This is a great picture, and I'm going to Instagram it.
Oh, sounds good. Yeah, I will share it for you.
Okay.
Thanks again for coming in.
Thank
this is
you
awesome.
So
we
much.
Can't wait to see it.
You're so welcome. Nice to see you.
Great to see you.